The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. On June 6, 1944, the beginning of the end for the satanic Nazi regime was ignited on the Normandy beaches in France. An Allied force of 3 million men, over 5,000 ships, and 11,000 planes crossed the choppy waters and attacked the Nazi strongholds in the cliffs of Normandy. Never in the history of man had such a force been amassed to attack an enemy. Even so, it would not be easy. More than 54,000 of those troops would die in that invasion. Another 155,000 plus would have the rest of their lives altered from the wounds incurred in those hours of invasion. But victory was achieved. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the price of liberty. General Dwight D. Eisenhower, the supreme commander of this joint force, wrote a letter which was read to the troops, stirring them to trust God to help them achieve this victory. It read in part as follows. "You are about to embark on the great crusade," Eisenhower said, "toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. You will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking." End quote. And God showed up with miracles on behalf of liberty in answer to those prayers. For one thing, the weather was rough and would add great difficulty to making the invasion. However, Eisenhower decided it would also catch the Germans off guard because they would think the Allies would not invade during such bad weather. Even though some leaders around him disagreed with Ike's decision, he gave the order anyway. What if he had not given it? Knowing his background, I believe he was trusting God for wisdom and made that very difficult decision. Indeed, it did catch the German defense completely off guard. Secondly, only on the night of June 5th and 6th did the German U-boats not patrol the English Channel, as they normally did nightly. Why not that night? They weren't there to sound the alarm that the invasion had begun. How can that be explained except in terms of God blinded their eyes? Once the troops began to land on the beach at 6:30 that morning, almost no German aircraft attacked them. They could have. They didn't. How do you explain that? Fourthly, the great German field commander, Rommel, left the battlefield the day before to celebrate his wife's birthday. Why would a hardened soldier like Rommel take such a risk? He later exclaimed, "How dumb of me!" Again, the intervention of God. Lastly, German dictator Adolf Hitler had gone to bed and told his aide not to awaken him for any reason. Since he controlled whether or not the dangerous German tanks, known as panzers, could enter into battle, the German defense was seriously crippled. All this together presents too much evidence to call the Allied success at Normandy mere coincidence. The truth is, the Bible promises that if we will work with God, the Lord will cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. God heard the cries of his people for the Normandy invasion, and in mercy blessed the efforts of those joining him in defending his gift of liberty. How much does civil liberty mean to you? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.